Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. We're very excited about our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick is a columnist for Yahoo Finance. He's the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. He's a very prolific reporter and columnist, and we're glad he's part of our brain trust. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Always happy to be with you.
Good to have you back. Hey, Rick, I'm trying to think of the guy's name who was the Fed chairman back in the 50s, but he said it's the Fed's job to throw a party when they need to and put the punch bowl out there and let people drink from it to get make sure the economy doesn't tank. But he said that then at some point in time, before the other people think the party should be over, it's also the Fed's job to take the punch bowl away. And Ben Bernanke started talking about taking the punch bowl away this week, didn't he?
Yeah, he did last week. Actually, in May when he gave some congressional testimony, and he was pretty vague, and that gave some people the jitters, and they thought, well, next time he speaks publicly, he'll probably clear that up and reassure us that everything's fine. The party's going to go on indefinitely. He did not do that. He said it's important to point out the Fed did not change its policy. There was no policy. Nothing actually changed, except Bernanke saying we are contemplating the point at which it might change. And he basically hinted that it could be by the end of this year, and that's a little bit sooner than people had been anticipating. So
all Bernanke has to do is twitch in one direction or the other, and people read something into that, and the stock market goes up or down. It's just amazing to me. I'd hate to admit that I was that influenced by somebody's twitch.
Well, I think that tells you something about the economy, Jim. Which
that's right.
It's not self-sufficient at this point. It's not standing on its own. If everything were going great, I don't think this would matter very much.
Billion dollars a month they're printing new money from thin air.
Yeah, and it's very clear that policy, which has more or less been in place for about 4.5 years,
right,
has probably been the biggest factor that has created this. We've had a terrific stock market rally for the last 4 years.
And which has been, in my opinion, is mostly propped up by the Fed money.
Well, that's the question. How propped up is it by the Fed money? And as long as the Fed is going to keep its policies, we don't have to find out. We don't have to open that door.
But we know. But the guy told us in the 50s, at some point in time, and we know what happened in the late 70s when what's his name? I'm trying to think of the guy before back in the 50s.
Thinking of Arthur Burns?
No. The big guy.
Volcker.
Volcker. So I'm trying to Volcker. He took the punch bowl away, and we went into a recession, back-to-back recessions, actually.
Yeah.
To recover from that inflation. So we know,
that's right,
we know what it can look like.
That's right. So Bernanke is trying to tell us, sober up, get ready for the end of the party.
Yep.
And no one likes to hear that.
That's exactly right. And so we know what the stock market's done recently, and it's going to one of the byproducts of the lower interest rates has been lowering of long-term rates for borrowers of especially in real estate, right? It's been a good time to get a mortgage, right?
Yeah, I find this really interesting what's happening because we have seen interest rates, long-term interest rates, go up by about a full percentage point in just less than 2 months. That's a very fast rise.
Yeah.
And that mostly affects rates on Treasury securities, 10 years and more, and that directly affects mortgage rates.
That's going to have a chilling effect on a little bit of a housing boom, boomlet, isn't it?
It probably, I don't know. I think we need to find that out. But on the other hand, just about everybody who is involved in the bond market will tell you that interest rates where they were 2 months ago were obscenely low. There is
right.
no economic justification for rates that low.
Right.
And Bernanke said in his recent remarks, and people agree, look, rates have gone, yeah, we understand rates have gone up somewhat. They're still low.
Right.
And, you know, it has not been that dramatic. So they almost seem like they're tolerating this. I don't think they want to see all this volatility and this herky-jerky behavior, but they do seem like they're tolerating it.
I think that they've held them too low. I mean, I was the guy back in the 90s wanting them to lower rates, when you know, back when prime was at 6 and 7%. But small businesses borrow money at prime plus. Prime plus 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
we can make a living. We can do well. If we have to borrow money at 6 or 7%, we don't have to borrow it at 4%, and so they've got some room. The Main Street economy is going to be fine with it. The Wall Street folks are the ones I think are going to be crazy when he starts raising rates.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.